Hi, I'm Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join with me on an audio walk through Fort Wayne's history as we follow historical markers that describe the significant sites on a unique walking tour that was the gift of the 1994 Bicentennial Celebration. Today, we're at the site of the first church building in Fort Wayne. Presbyterians in 1836 and 37 were the first religious denomination to erect a church building in Fort Wayne. In this 40 by 40 foot frame meeting house, built on the south side of Berry Street between Lafayette and Bar Streets, the congregation in 1836 established the town's first year-long school. Within its walls, five other local religious groups held their initial meetings. The First Baptist Church was constituted in 1837. Episcopalians worshiped here in 1839. St. John's German Reformed Congregation was founded in 1843. The Methodist North Indiana Conference was organized here in 1844. The Trinity English Lutheran Church held its first services in 1846. When the county courthouse was judged to be unsafe in 1842, court was convened in the church. The English Lutherans purchased the facility in 1846 and have installed the original bell in the steeples of its successive buildings. We'll learn more about other religious organizations first on future radio tours. Across the street on the northwest corner of Clay and Berry Streets is the Hall Community Arts Center, dedicated in memory of William and Sarah Kneeser Hall in 1992. The building was renovated in 1991 by Arts United of Greater Fort Wayne to house the operations of ArtLink Contemporary Art Gallery, Cinema Center, Fort Wayne Dance Collective, and ARCH, Greater Fort Wayne's Historical Architecture Preservation Organization. The building was originally erected in 1916 as the Western Newspaper Union Building, which printed weekly newspapers and sold newspaper supplies. This company went out of business early in the Great Depression, and the building was used successively during the next several decades as a warehouse, manufacturing shop for the City Carriage Works from 1936 to 1939, a bottling operation for Bubbly Up Bottling and Distribution Company and the Maumee Bottling Company from 1946 to 1960, and as a distribution site, the last being the Doubleday Book Company from 1977 to 1982. The Follinger Foundation purchased the building in 1990 and donated it to Arts United of Greater Fort Wayne. The site on which the building stands is rich in historical origins of the community of Fort Wayne. Major General Anthony Wayne's fort was constructed on this and adjacent properties in 1794. The military tract claimed 40 acres of surrounding land from which all the trees were cleared to provide an open field of fire for the soldiers, as well as providing the building materials for firewood for the garrison. In 1800, the second and in 1815, the third American forts were built about 300 feet north of the current building. In 1835, the area was sold by the United States government and became the Tabor Addition, named after Cyrus Tabor of Cass County, Indiana. The Art Center property became lot number 11 of 40 lots in the addition, and in 1856, a wagon smith named Thomas Stevens, an English immigrant, built a home on the lot. His wagon shop was located nearby on Clay Street. The site remained a modest residence until 1916, when the Western Newspaper Union building was built. Well, that's all the time we have for now. This is Tom Castaldi, and I look forward to being with you next time on the Heritage Trail.